trying to tell me you don't want to start your week this way? Absolutely you do. Come on. Here we go. X's and Bros. On a Monday through Friday, 6 until 8 or 6 until 9 schedule with you. 866-838-4843. Matt Shepard with you across the great state of Michigan. The Huge Show later on this afternoon. Many of these great station affiliates, 3 to 6. In case you missed it from yesterday, because perhaps you were busy, perhaps you were playing golf, going for a walk, doing whatever it is. Winners in the NBA, Boston, the Clippers, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, that game had 20 lead changes. The Pelicans and the Thunder. Thunder won by a bucket. They had 20 lead changes. The other playoff games combined, Western Conference and Eastern Conference, had 19. Incredible stuff. The finalists for the MVP of the NBA have been announced. Jokic, Doncic, Alexander, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And with Jokic, when I watch that guy play, how do you feel about it? You look at him and you think to yourself, is he really all that? But I'll be damned if that guy doesn't go out every single day and get it done. Honestly, it doesn't look pretty. It doesn't always look super fluid. It can't be just because of his size. Because there's plenty of big guys out there. But you don't average 32 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals in the postseason. But during the regular season, stay just as consistent if you're not that good. He may look, dare I say, clumsy. And he averaged 26.5 points. He averaged 12.5 boards. He averaged 9 assists and 1.5 steals during the regular season. How would you describe him? He kind of looks stiff. But he is fluid in every aspect of the game. And on top of that, he shoots well over 58% from the floor. Anyway, 4 straight year, he's in the MVP conversation. On ice, Rangers, Jets, Canucks, and Panthers winners yesterday in what was, I thought, a pretty thrilling day of Stanley Cup playoff action. Florida, Tampa, watched a lot of that. Didn't stay up and watch Vancouver and Nashville. All these games pretty tight. And Kyle Connor, who's from the great state of Michigan, had 2 goals and 1 assist in Winnipeg's win over Colorado. It's really too bad one of those teams is going to lose. Because those are 2 really fun teams to watch. And Winnipeg, I believe, is now 4-0 against Colorado, which is a little surprising. I mean, to me, it's surprising. Colorado's just, I think they're super talented. A lot of fun to watch. And the Tigers, of course, winners yesterday over Minnesota 6-1. Casey Mize, pretty solid. Little surprised at the walks from Casey Mize. Now, keep in mind, he's coming back from surgery. So there are things that, he's still trying to get used to a little bit. And I greatly respect that. I think he's a tough, tough dude. I think he gets after it. There's so much pressure. I was reading an article over the weekend about the pressures of being the number one player picked in the NFL draft and what it comes with. And how guys like the fathers of Joe Burrow, for example, is one of those. We're talking to Archie Manning because Eli Manning and Peyton Manning were first overall picks. and to a certain extent how you handle it, just the pressure that comes with it. I don't think it's any different than the NBA draft, NHL draft to a certain extent, and Major League Baseball draft. Now, they get a little bit longer to marinate in the minor leagues, whereas in the NFL, they want you to play right away. Fans, I'm talking about. But when you see Casey Mize, who was drafted first overall by the Tigers, as we all know, and it was, I don't care what anybody says, it was a slam dunk. Everybody would have done that. I mean, he's second ever two-time All-American at Auburn. And consensus All-American. Threw a no-hitter at Auburn. In his final year in Auburn, he was 10-5 with a 2.95 ERA, 159 strikeouts and only 12 walks. So there's a lot of pressure when you're the first overall pick. You're supposed to zip through the minor leagues and then start commanding every pitch at the major league level. It just doesn't happen. The goal, he always used to say the goal, this was early on, maybe not even in his major league career, but he used to say the goal was to get more wins than walks. That's impossible to do, especially at the major league level where they've got such good eyes for the most part. Outside of, I know, fill in the blank, Javier Baez. Okay, haha. The point is, remember, like Greg Maddux, as great as he was, he only walked like 46 batters a season. Pinpoint control. Casey Mize, that's kind of his, that was always his goal. But here's a guy who didn't walk many, obviously, in college. So the walk rate for me, a little bit surprising. But I'm not going to complain about it if he's getting you wins and if he's keeping you in ball games. And he did just that yesterday. I don't think Minnesota's all that talented offensively. All you got to do is look at the numbers. It's early, but still, look at the numbers. And you can tell they're still trying to find their way. I don't care who you're beating. All I care about is if you're beating them. And Casey Mize did. 6 innings of scoreless ball yesterday. Wasn't necessarily overpowering. Again, I do not care. You want to pitch to contact to get outs? Go for it. Saves your arm a little bit. Saves your pitch count a little bit. I'm okay with that. Casey Mize, for me, doesn't have to be the second coming of Roger Clemens or Steve Carlton. All he's got to do is keep his team in games. I'd like to see him get 7 innings. I'd love to see him make 30 starts. I'd like him to be durable and keep his team in games. That means your team should be pretty damn successful. And he's not even top of the rotation type of guy yet because of the injury. Phone number is 866-838-4843. You could text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. Mize, by the way, 1-0 on the season. The Tigers will be in Tampa today for the first of a series against the Rays. Tarek Skubal gets the nod. X's and bros across the great state of Michigan, looking forward to your phone calls. Looking forward to the chat. 866-838-4843. We're back after this on a Monday on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office, Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's D-O-E-R-E-N-M-A-Y-H-E-W or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
After the hour, welcome back on a Monday. Matt Shepard with you on X's and Bros. Ben is our producer. Give him a call at 866-838-4843. Always enjoy the conversation with you. By the way, did you see that the Angels had to place Anthony Rendon on the 10-day injured list? Left hamstring problem for him. It is constant with this guy. When people look at the biggest mistakes a franchise could make, the worst contracts, you've got to look at Anthony Rendon. Don't undersell that with the Angels. He started the year going 0 for 19. Now, he's been good over the last couple of weeks, but not good enough to justify his contract. 7 years, $245 million. He's batting 267, no bombs, three RBIs. In 19 games, he's batting 267, no bombs, three RBIs. They shelled out $245 million over a seven-year deal, and he has not played more than 58 games in a season. Right now you're driving, you're shaking your head. I am too. The thing about it, in Washington, he was really good. That's why you got to be careful. His last year in Washington, he was an all-star. He was a Silver Slugger Award winner. He finished third in the MVP voting. It went Cody Bellinger, Christian Yelich, then Anthony Rendon. Angels go out and say, you know what? He finished third in the National League MVP voting. We got the MVP because Mike Trout was named MVP that year. How about this? Let's combine them. Sure. Dude had 126 RBIs in 2019 with Washington. He had 88 doubles in his last 2 years with the Nationals. He's in the top 10 MVP discussion three different times. In Washington, he hit 290 overall. 300 his last 3 years. He goes to LA. He plays 52 games, 58 games, 47 games. 43 games, and he's played 19 so far. Injury after injury. You know the most home runs he's hit as a member of the LA Angels in a season? 9. Did I mention it was a 7-year deal worth $245 million? This is the 5th year of the 7-year contract. Foolish spending? Absolutely. Could you have understood it? Perhaps. I mean, considering what he's done in Washington, he was never really a big home run hitter. So maybe that's not fair. Although he did have 34 his last year with the Nationals. Perfect timing for Anthony Rendon. Nothing would have suggested this. Nothing. Games played in Washington, 153, 156, 147, 136, 146. That's pretty steady, don't you think? 38 doubles, 41 doubles, 44 doubles, 44 doubles. Pretty consistent, right? 85 RBIs, 100 RBIs, 92 RBIs, 126 RBIs. Pretty consistent, right? Yeah. Here's the thing, perhaps, that you didn't do enough homework on. And it might be not too dissimilar from what the Tigers did with Austin Meadows. And this is a different case with Meadows, by the way. But I'm strictly talking from Rendon's perspective. Does he love the game? The answer to that is no. He does it because he's really good at it. Or was really good at it. Now, I'm not saying just because you love the game, you're going to be a great player. Sure, there's plenty of sports you and I both love. Doesn't mean we're going to be great at it. But a guy like this, you would think, would have had the makings. You put him with Trout and Ohtani. You talk about Big Three. We had mentioned earlier in the program about Big Three in the NBA. You would have guessed that would have been a pretty damn good trio, right? It's amazing. The Meadows situation is a little different. You know, Austin Meadows, it's not that he doesn't love the game, because he does, but some of the struggles he has had mentally is what has forced him basically out of baseball. The issue I had, and when I used it as a reference point, is because you must do your research. Anyone who followed Tampa during his tenure there, and he was productive, I thought it was a great move at the time, but anyone who followed him there knew that he had some issues in that regard. Don't tell me Tampa didn't know. Are they obligated to divulge that? Absolutely not. You got to do your homework. And the Tigers quite obviously did not do theirs. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. That just struck me when I was reading through some sports articles yesterday. I see that Anthony Rendon's hurt again, and I thought to myself, are you kidding me? Not only has he not been productive, but he hasn't been eligible. And availability, oftentimes, it can be a skill. You got to be available. You got to take care of your body. Your body has to be able to respond. We look at baseball, we think throwing, catching, running, and hitting for power. All those things, really important. You know what else is really important? Availability. You can do it all you want. You can have all the talent in the world. But if you're not available, what does it matter? Tigers just got done playing a guy who fits that mold. Byron Buxton's a really good baseball player. But he's not really good if he's playing 28, 87, 39, 61, 92, 85, and 20 games. He's not. You got to be available. He gets hurt a lot. And it's not that he's brittle. It's not that he's a wimp. It's just the way his body's made. That's just the way it goes. When he's really good, when he's healthy, he's one of the best players in baseball. He's a gold glover in the MVP conversation back in 2017. He can steal your bases. He can hit for power. He can drive in runs. Dude signed a big contract with Minnesota. Big deal. And he's going to be, it's not a Miguel Cabrera-like deal. But he signed a big deal where he makes over $15 million a year. And he does that based on what he could do, not based on what he's done. If you wanted to sign him for what he's done, he wouldn't come close to that. Only because he's not available. Knee injury here, shoulder injury here, hip, whatever. Dude's a hell of an athlete. He was a prize recruit for Georgia to play wide receiver, but chose the baseball route. But he's been 10 years in now, and he just doesn't play. He's got 1 year, that's it, in baseball, of the 10 years that he's played, 1 year where he's played over 100 games. You could make the same argument to a certain extent for Aaron Judge. Now, he's been there was a time, the 2020 season, where it was, of course, that's a COVID year. But there was a time where people were upset because he was playing 100 games, 102 games, 112 games, just wasn't available enough. And then he broke out with the MVP season in 2022. 866-838-4843. That's the phone number. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21000. We'll get to some of your texts and your phone calls on the other side on X's and Bros after this.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new food district. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
You know, just before the break, we were mentioning Aaron Judge. I don't know if you guys saw this. He has struggled to start the year, batting just a buck 83. And in 22 games, he only has 11 RBIs. The other day, when he went 0-4, and the Yankees, who have recently struggled, they won the other day, but I think they're like 5-5 in their last 10. They're just struggling to score runs. He was booed in New York. His comment afterwards, I've heard worse. I'd probably be doing the same thing in their situation. That's tearing a page from the Derek Jeter captain type book and response. Aaron Judge handling it better than I think most people would. I could tell you this, based on my conversations with him when he's been in town, he's a grade-A guy. That doesn't matter. You've got to perform, and that's what fans expect, especially in New York. Although, you know, it is a Yankees team that people expect to contend. No, I think smart people going into the season would have predicted Baltimore. It's the Yankees on top right now. It's early, number one. And number two, it's only a half-game lead. But it is the Yankees on top in the division. Tigers were a winner yesterday, 6-1. They're in Tampa tonight for the first of a series against the Rays. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. Anything that's on your mind in the world of sports, we welcome the comments and the jumping-off point to a certain extent. Sports Radio 21000. That's how you text us. Text Sports Radio to 21000 to get involved. Love to hear your feedback. Love to hear your thoughts, concerns, or something that might have caught your eye in the world of sports. Ben, we got some texts, right?
Yeah, that's right. This one comes from Freddie. It says, my NFL prediction, Denver sits at 12 and needs picks bad, and that could be a spot Detroit trades up to. And in the last two drafts, Holmes has either moved up or moved down to pick 12 and landed an Alabama player.
Okay. I know Denver, we'll go with the need argument here. Denver needs a Q. I've seen, you know, them moving up in the past, and depending on the draft, depending on the mock draft. And could they get a Bo Nix if they moved down? Because ideally, if you need a Q, and we all would all agree Denver needs one, and that's oftentimes where there is an exception to the rule. If you really need a quarterback, now I hate reaching for quarterbacks. I think if there's anything that can set you back, that's it. But we would all agree that the consensus is there are four quarterbacks who are game changers. Borderline franchise changers. That's what they hope. Caleb Williams, in no particular order. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Drake May. Personally, I'm not sold/convinced on any of those. However, they've been impressive in their college careers. Williams has a Heisman Trophy winner. Daniels has a Heisman Trophy winner. McCarthy's got a national championship. May's got great skill. Kurt Warner had a very interesting question, and it's a good one. It's legitimate, about J.J. McCarthy that we will get to at the 8 o'clock hour. I don't think just because, look, there are certain programs, when you watch them at the collegiate level, you feel comfortable with. You like the way Nick Saban takes care of his players and molds them into NFL talent. I can understand where Freddie's saying, look, he's taking Alabama guys. Sure. But they've taken guys who aren't from Alabama and have been really good too. I'm not going to read too much into that, but the moving up to 12 is an interesting perspective. If you moved up to 12, and I think he kind of alluded to this with the Alabama comment, if you move up to 12, who are you moving up for? You're sure as hell not taking a guy from Alabama just for the sake of taking because he's from Alabama, right? I assume you mean Terrion Arnold. He's the best cover corner in the draft. Or are you thinking you could possibly move up to get Dallas Turner? They're both from Alabama, but one's a corner, Arnold, and one's an edge rusher, Turner. And if you, or are you thinking you could get Quinyon Mitchell? He's the corner out of Toledo. Some people feel like he's the best corner in the draft. Phone number is 866-838-4843. Ben, another text for us.
Yeah.
Fire away.
Yeah, we got a text and a caller. This one says, Shep, any chance Holmes looks to trade Hooker? Maybe his purpose was to rehab him all year and try to trade him for more than a three to hungry NFL teams starving for QBs. If you are a GM in the second round, doesn't Hooker look more attractive to trade for after a year of being developed? Just a thought. I personally love Hooker, so would prefer him to stay. If not hurt, he is probably a top 15 pick last year.
That could be, if not hurt. Yeah, that absolutely could be. I guess I'd be confused because if you did that, you would have to go right back to drafting another one. So I don't know what the purpose of that would be. At age 26, you develop him. You know, guy comes out of Tennessee. He actually started his career, I believe, at Virginia Tech. SEC Offensive Player of the Year, first team All-SEC. gets drafted by the Lions. What do you think you could get for him? Honestly, you have to be true to yourself here. He was a third-round pick. Do you think him not taking any snaps in a game, right? He didn't take any snaps in a football game this year. Do you think that's going to actually make him more attractive to a team that they're going to spend more than a third-round draft pick on him? No way. No way. You've got established guys going places for less than that. So personally, I would keep him. You used a year to develop him. I don't want to spend a draft pick, third round, use a year to develop a player, put all that hard work in it, and then get rid of him without seeing him take a snap at all. And then have to replace him with who? That's the big question. If not Hooker, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about a backup? And knowing, you know, you don't have, I mean, Jared Goff's got another year, but you want to re-sign him, right? Okay. So if all that is true, and it is, and something hits a snag there, what do you do about a backup? What do you do about a guy who you're gonna need? So I personally, I would not do that. I don't think that's in the cards. I could be wrong here, but I don't believe that's something that Brad Holmes would consider. It would have to be a really tasty offer, and I just don't see another team making a big deal out of that. Let's say, for sake of argument, you did that, and you got back even, which I doubt you would. You got back a third-round draft pick. Are you going to use that draft pick or any other draft pick on a quarterback? And who would that be? Because outside of Williams and May and Daniels and McCarthy and Nix and Michael Penix, isn't it a pretty deep drop-off? Let me ask you this. Outside of those, how many did I mention? Eight? Williams, Mays, Daniels, McCarthy, Penix, Nix. Six, sorry. Who do you think the seventh rated quarterback in the draft is? Any idea? Michael Pratt? I'll wait for a second. Yep, there it is. I don't know either. Played at Tulane. Do you feel comfortable with that? No, neither would I. Would you feel comfortable with Spencer Rattler out of South Carolina, started his career at Oklahoma? Neither would I. Jordan Travis out of Florida State, who was injured? Neither would I. It's a steep drop-off, man. You're just not doing it. Phone number is 866-838-4843. So I don't think that's a possibility. Let's go to the phone lines. Ben, who do we got?
Yeah, we got Scott and GR. Wants to talk a little Tigers in the draft.
Scotty, how are you, man? Thanks for the phone call.
As you were just talking about, Brett. But, there's two things we got to remember. In the last 3 years, in Holmes' first 3 years, we had a lot more draft capital. We had a lot more to offer to move around. I think if he sees something that they want in the 18, 16 area, maybe even 20 area, we can give up a sixth rounder next year or something like that, or fifth rounder next year or something like that to package with it, maybe he'll do it if he can get the wide receiver he's looking for. But
really good point. That's a really, really good point, Scott. Yeah, it's a really good point.
I agree with you on the point that you're looking for the best available player. But we're getting to the point now where there is an argument for need, and I don't know that there's. I just see in the way that Holmes and at least the last year, and seems like what they'd like to do moving forward. If there's a plug-in need that they need like now, I don't think it's going to be the draft. I think that they're going to look for former All-Pro corner, former lockdown corner, or maybe still kind of a lockdown corner that somebody wants to get away from their contract. During training camp time. Sure. I think that'll be something that we'll see, or before that. I think that's something that we'll see for the corner. But I'm thinking that. Just like you said, I don't worry about it too much. not with their track record now, right now, with Spielman, yeah, Holmes and Campbell. You know, in them we trust. So I'm just kind of not even concerned about it at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We haven't been used to this in the past. So it's a great comment at the beginning, because this team is in such a different situation now than it has been in the past and what we were used to, because they're just not in dire straits. How have they built this team into what you and I now consider a trustworthy organization? What's been the philosophy? And thanks for the phone call, Scott. It's great to talk with you. The philosophy has been pretty simple. They go with the best players, and they find certain character guys. Now, Cam Sutton may have blown that. That's why they got rid of him. But they'll be able to find a guy that maybe we're not totally familiar with to try and make up whatever they are lacking. I truly believe that, and I truly trust that. And yeah, I don't think the draft. Look, here's what they've done really, really well. They have proven, and it's an old cliche, but it's so true, there are different ways you build championship teams. It's not always through the draft. You and I love plug and play guys out of the draft. You and I love the draft and development mindset, because we believe, broad brush here, we believe that that's how you sustain success. You draft a young player, you develop that young player, you watch it pay off, then you reward them. In just about every sport. But there are also ways to go about it on making it super beneficial for your organization. Trades, and Holmes has done that. Free agents, and Holmes has done that. And guys who, other teams have discarded for whatever reason. The best news is when you go to camp and you have to cut a good player, that means you're in a really good situation. And the Lions have done that too. We've seen it over the last couple of years with this team. They're getting better at that. They're not going to sway from their philosophy. Why would you expect them to? I wouldn't sway from the philosophy either, because it's paid off. It's been really good. There's no reason to change. If you're successful in your business, whatever it is you do, and you have a certain routine, you go about your business every day the same way because it works for you. I'm not saying it's the ride into work. I'm just saying the way you go about it, the way you handle your clients or patients or whatever it is you're doing, right? If somebody came in and said, I want you to do it completely different now, that'd be a huge adjustment for you, wouldn't it? because it's worked for you before. If you get a new boss and he says, I know it's been good for you, but this is the way we're going to do things. You go to a favorite restaurant and their best-selling soup is taken off the menu. And you think to yourself, why the hell would you do that? That makes no sense. It was your best seller. I loved it. People loved it. Why would you do that? Same thing in football. Same thing in drafting in sports. You have a philosophy. You do things a certain way. It's worked for you. Why would you change? I suppose there's some people who say, you got to change with the times. You can adjust. Doesn't mean you reverse course. Phone number is 866-838-4843. The text line. Text Sports Radio to 21,000. Nearing the top of the hour, it's 53 after the hour. The final hour of X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan follows after this brief timeout. Stay with us.
There's a new player in town. Hi, I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking about Eagle Casino and Sports, the real money mobile casino. It's so easy to play. You can go from wager to winner to wallet, just like that.
Sign up now and we'll match your deposit up to $1,500. Or you can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.